So was Sati's reaction to Daksha justified, or was she implicated also by the way she reacted? It's very difficult when we study scripture to judge who is right or who is wrong. Because scripture often presents us certain lessons for learning. You see, in the seventh chapter of the first canto, it is when Ashwatthama is to be punished. At that time, Draupadi says, "Oh, don't punish Ashwatthama." But Bhima says, "Punish her." Now, Prabhupada at one time actually takes two attitudes to it. One place is Vama Swabhava, women are gentle. And she's exhibiting her gentleness over there. But other points, he says, he's sentimental. If somebody has done wrong, they need to be punished. You can't be, the sentiments come in the way of justice. Now, what is right? Is Draupadi sentimental or is she gentle? Now, if you want to say, no, she's just been sentimental. But then, even Yudhishthira took her side. And Yudhishthira is Dharmaraj. And Bhima, in general, is known to be angry. He just gets bellicose. He loves to fight. So then, was Bhima right and Yudhishthira wrong? It's very difficult in such situations to decide what is right and what is wrong. Now, Krishna, he guided Arjuna to take a middle path over there. So, rather than judging a particular character to be right or wrong, we focus on what we can learn from those characters. When that focus is there for us, then we can say from this perspective, yes, Sati's self-immolation was an extreme reaction. She didn't need to do that at that time. But from her cultural context point of view, she felt betrayed by her father neglecting her. And more later on, what happens is that she sees that her father has not kept any portion in the yajna for Shiva. He feels not only has he insulted me, has he neglected me, but he has also insulted my Lord. And therefore, she feels that a person who is so disrespectful to my Lord, I don't want to have any connection with him. And I don't want to serve Shiva with a body which I have got from this person. So therefore, with that consciousness, she gives up her body. And the result of that is Sati, she dies at that time. But then she comes back as Parvati. And Parvati, she becomes the consort of Shiva. So in that sense, because her self-immolation was done with not just a consciousness of frustration, but with dharmic awareness. With awareness that offense was being committed to her husband and she couldn't tolerate that. So she did not get any inauspicious result for it. Now, in our situations, when we get frustrated, some people may be super sensitive. Now, if somebody is super sensitive about something, then they themselves need to learn that I have to develop a little thicker skin. I can't be so sensitive about some things. At the same time, the other person also may have to recognize that, okay, this person is a little sensitive. I have to be a little careful when I talk with them. I have to make sure that I don't incidentally speak some word which will hurt them. So it is this, we all have to manage how things work the best for us. In general, when scriptural characters act, there's a lot going on beyond just the surface motivations that we can see. If, as I say, a Hollywood movie with many stunts going on, and in that the Hollywood star jumps from a 100-story building. Now, when that Hollywood star jumps from a 100-story building, at that time there are cameras clicking that. And that might become a stunt which will be seen by millions all over the world. And when the Hollywood star jumps, there's a safety net below. So nothing happens to the Hollywood star. But if you or I jump from a 100-story building, well, nobody would watch that as a movie, and there's no safety net below. We'll simply die. That's why when there are these great characters who are described in scriptures, quite often when they act in a particular way, there is a bigger plan of the Lord which is in operation. And that's why they don't meet with inauspiciousness, even if they act in ways which are indiscreet. So similarly, that's why it's best that we don't judge them, but rather we learn what we can about the right way to behave from them. So thank you very much.